From Paris to Portland, you've picked up the guidebooks. You've followed the advice. This is the Fromer Travel Show. Pauline Fromer, president of Fromer Media, and Jason Cochran, editor-in-chief of Fromers.com, with the most complete, the most up-to-date travel information available anywhere. The pages of the Fromer's guidebooks come alive right now, exclusively on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the Fromer Travel Show. I'm Pauline Fromer.
And I'm Jason Cochran.
And we are going to be talking travel for the next hour. So if you'd like to get on with us, here's how to do it. Give us a call, 800-848-9222, to get the conversation started. Here's the question of the day. It's October 13th. We have Halloween on the horizon. What's the scariest place you have ever been? Jason, what would you answer to that?
Well, I know the answer you're looking for, but my mind just flashed with the exam room from high school.
Why?
That's a scary place to be. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's cheating over your shoulder.
We're looking okay. for travel, dude.
We're looking for travel. But seriously, that's what first popped in my mind. But let's not do this like a psychiatrist's couch. One of the scariest places I have ever been, I mentioned this last year, is the place where it's called Tulsung. It's a prison. It was an old elementary school turned into a prison and a torture camp in Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge. Mm. And they just sort of threw in some cinder block walls and put some shackles against the walls. And this is where a lot of people basically went to spend their last days, you know, as the Khmer Rouge tried to silence them and successfully silence them. And if you walk in there now, it's in Phnom Penh. I swear I could, because they haven't touched anything. You could walk right through it as it was. You can see the old linoleum floors that the students would have had class on, but yet there's these cells that have been built all through these rooms where you know people were being tortured. Mm. So there's you can almost feel people shifting and moving. It's a very haunted place, partly, I guess, because all of those people, you know, all that happened to them without them having any...
Thank you so much. My husband and I have been invited to my granddaughter's wedding in Maui next May. Now, the problem we have, my husband has Parkinson, and he has difficulty walking. And I just wanted to know, you know, how we could take him there the most comfortable way. Of course, we have to fly. But what are our options? Do you think going that far with someone who has a disability is not a good idea?
I think you shouldn't let a disability clip your wings. I think you should absolutely go. And Maui, in Maui, the tourism industry is number one. So they are expert at helping people who have mobility impairments.
What I'm really concerned about is the trip there on the plane. Just, you know, being on a plane for 12 hours or more without him being able to move around very much.
Well,
that's more of a doctor's question. Like, does his doctor feel like it's okay for him to take a flight?
Yeah. Well, the doctor said it's up to us. That's why I'm really, you know, just trying my options all over, seeing how.
Well, you know, on a flight like that, you don't have to be in your seat the entire time. Of course, when the seatbelt sign is off, you can stand up and stretch. And
well,
and I'm sure the flight attendants will be more than happy to allow that if you guys need that.
Well, he has trouble walking. I mean, that's the Parkinson that he has. He has trouble walking.
You know, it's
or maybe spring for a business class seat so you have more space, so
yes,
you can shift around a little
option.
Bit and not feel so confined.
Right.
The other option, a third one, is break the trip on the West Coast in San Francisco or Los Angeles. Spend a day or so just to shake the airplane off before you get back on for the second half of the trip.
Well,
not a 12-hour trip.
We did think of that, but we thought that it would be a lot just to get off and on. I think it would be better just to get on and go directly.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's a little, I think I'm stumped, and I think Jason is too. I'd love to hear from our listeners. Maybe some of them have had a similar experience that could help you. 800-848-9222 is the number to call. We're going to take our first break, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Pauline Frommer, Jason Cochran, The Frommer Travel Show. Only here, where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
That's right. You are listening to The Frommer Travel Show. This week's program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. Visit A-L-L-I-A-N-Z, travelinsurance.com. And let's get right back to the phones. For those who are tuning in late, our number is 800-848-9222. We're talking spooky travel today, maybe. Or maybe we're just talking general travel. We'll see what our next callers have to say. And up next is Joanne, who is calling from her car. Hey, Joanne, you are not driving, I hope.
No, I'm at a baseball field.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to speak with you.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I just wanted to ask about a cruise to Alaska as a graduation gift. Myself and my son, I travel with him once in a while, and I thought we'd like to go to Alaska. What you might think of a good cruise line and a good, passageway to go and all of that.
Well, the Alaskan season is fairly short. It's really just from May through September. That has to do with the weather. And if you look at the different cruise lines, they go on roughly the same itineraries. Of course, there are big boats versus smaller boats. The smaller boats are going to need a big uptick in your budget. They're much more expensive, but they go to places where the regular cruise ships don't. But if you just want the classic Alaskan cruise, I would say look at Holland America or Princess, maybe. And I'll say why the maybe later. But the reason why is those are the two companies that pioneered cruising in Alaska. So they have grandfather rights in certain areas that the cruise lines like Royal Caribbean and Norwegian and others that came later, they can't go to those places. So they can go to a couple of cooler places. My maybe is because you're traveling with your son. And how old is he?
He's 26.
Okay. Well, so it really will depend on whether or not he wants a lot of his peers around or he wants this more unusual Alaskan experience. Because Holland America and Princess tend to tick up slightly older. Not so much in Alaska, though. In Alaska, you get all ages, but you're going to get slightly less in his age range, I would say, on Holland and Princess. Jason, do you have anything to add?
No, but I think it's a great idea to take a cruise like this with your son for graduation. I think it'll be a great bonding time between the two of you. I've taken cruises with my mom, and we both had a great time, even though we're different ages and want different things.
Right.
Cruises are great because you can pretty much find what you need, and when you guys need a break from each other, which sometimes happens, you can go. You can go to your room. You can go to a dance. He goes to somewhere else, to the pool. It's great. So I think it's a good choice.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne. All right, we have Jill up next. I'm not sure where Jill's from, but nice to speak with you, Jill. Where are you from?
Bloomfield, New Jersey, and thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a great show.
Thank you.
I'm calling in reference, backing you up a little bit, to a caller that had a special needs person with her to travel.
Yeah.
I'm a special needs person, and we called the airport in advance, and I have a bracelet that says I'm special needs, so I don't have to wait on the lines too long to get in and to get out. They treat you the way you need to be treated, and we get a seat near the back, near the bathroom, so if you have to get up and get down and in the bathroom, out, we don't inconvenience people and stress out over it, and it makes traveling, I feel, normal.
Well, that's great. That's really great advice. Do you think, I guess this is a new situation for our other caller. Would you be nervous about a 12-hour flight? Is there something about the length of the flight that might give you pause or not so much?
Yes, but I would definitely still go with my near the back, getting up, getting down, letting the flight attendants know that I'm special needs coming on, so that if I need extra something, that they treat you in that way, and that would help.
Right.
I would not be thrilled about doing that kind of a flight, but then again, I never had a kid being married.
Sure.
And that's they're doing a good deed through those clouds.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
God bless.
Thank you, Jill. Really appreciate your call. What a lovely call. Let's turn next to Dorothy in Brooklyn. Hey, Dorothy, you are live on the Frommer Travel Show. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So what's on your mind?
My daughter goes on vacations to foreign countries often.
Uh-huh.
She already booked everything. She investigated all this for 6 months now. Now it was a deal already.
Okay.
And it's to Croatia.
Great.
So I said, where? So I said, are you kidding? So I'm a mother that worries, even though my daughter is...
Yeah, I can hear this. This may be why she plans everything well in advance.
Oh, yeah. She investigated for 6 months. So,
you worried about this, Dorothy? Is this a concern for you?
Okay, well, no need to worry about Croatia. Jason, you know Croatia better than I
do.
Can Croatia you put her mind at rest?
You know, okay, 25 years ago, you wouldn't necessarily go to Croatia. It was Yugoslavia back then, right?
Right.
But now it's Croatia.
Yeah.
Now it's like the golden hotspot of Europe. It's where half of Western Europe, the Germans, the Brits, the French, they vacation there in droves. There are going to be lots of people. They're all going to be on the beaches and in the yachts and eating the seafood at the cafes. It's going to be a good time. There's going to be a lot of people around her. Tourism is big business there now. So I wouldn't worry about Croatia, especially if she sticks along the coast, which is where all the tourists tend to go. So I think Croatia is a fine choice.
She's very inquisitive. She's going from one end to the other. She even has had to travel from one end to the other.
Huh.
You know, yep. Either with the car.
People go to Croatia in large numbers now.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't worry.
And Dorothy,
I wouldn't worry at all.
If she hits you with another trip sometime,
yeah,
go to the New York, not the New York, the U.S. State Department website. That will give you a really good
overview, whatever.
Overview of what the dangers are and aren't. And I think you'll be really pleased when you go to Croatia, because you'll see there isn't a travel warning from our State Department. People go there safely all the time and love it. She's going to come back.
In fact, I'm jealous. Happy. I want to go. Yeah.
She does have a couple of friends that went, and by themselves. She's going alone.
Yeah. That's also not uncommon these days, you know. I think people, especially in her generation, are used to that, and they know how to handle themselves, and they look out for each other, even if they don't know each other, you know, across the rooms and the squares. I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for calling, Dorothy. All right. You know, as in addition to getting questions by phone, we also get them by email. The address is, and get out your pen, Frommer, Frommer, travelshow@yahoo.com. And we got an interesting one from Monica. Doesn't say where she's from, but she says she loves the show. She listens to the podcast online. So we're off to London and Paris over Christmas and New Year's. We've been to both destinations many times. It's to celebrate my daughter's 16th birthday, and she chose the locations. We will be a group of nine. Wow, that's some birthday. And already have a bunch of walking tours lined up in London. I wanted to see if you could recommend any in Paris. We've done the usual stuff, but would love to explore further by walking around. Well, Monica, there are some great walking tours in Paris. First of all, there's a company called Paris Walks. I think it's a sister company to London Walks. Do you know, Jason?
I don't know, but London Walks is the massive one in London that you just can't miss.
Yeah, so Paris Walks does terrific walking tours. They have a competitor called Sightseeker's Delight, like Sight Seeker, not Seer, with a K in it, Seeker's Delight. You can find them both online with just a .com. After their names, and they'll have walking tours of every single area of Paris. If you want something a little more unusual, when I was last in Paris, I did two walking tours with tours by locals, and they have specialty walking tours where you basically stuff your face. So I did the most fabulous pastry walking tour. It was a little history and a lot of eating. We went to all of these pastry shops, and it was so interesting because Paris, being the capital of France, has specialties from all over France. And what my guide did was he took me to patisseries where I could try a special type of pastry from Normandy. And then the next pastry was from the French Riviera. And so even though I was in Paris, I learned all about the different traditions all over France. It was absolutely fabulous. So look at that at Tours by Locals. And my last suggestion for a really, really unusual tour is Paris Greeters. This is one of the greeters companies that exist all over the world. They're in New York. They're in Melbourne, Australia. They're all over Japan. These are tours that are absolutely free. They are run by locals who simply love their own community, know a lot about the history and culture, and really enjoy meeting people from all over the world. So if you go to parisgreeters.org, you can sign up for one of these free tours. Jason, have you ever done a greeters tour?
I've done one in San Francisco and one in Chicago. So obviously different people, different vibe, but they're fantastic. It's surprising what people are willing to show you if you just let them know what you'd like to see. I would like to throw one in about London. I know that Monica said she's got her London set. But there is a tour company that's very interesting, and I think she's looking for interesting. It's called Unseen Tours, and what it aims to do is show you a different side of London. And its specialty is showing you what homeless London is like. If you don't have a home, if you've lived on the street, and it's run by people who used to be homeless. So they give you a really different view of the city and its services and its failings and its you know, its wonderful spots as discovered by the homeless. It tells you the history of poverty in London, which of course is long. Mm-hmm. So it's a fascinating thing to do. Unseen Tours in London. Fantastic.
Very cool. All right, let's get back to the phones. 800-848-9222 is the number. Let's get Rich on the line. Rich is calling from Hopewell. Hey, Rich, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm heading over to Italy next March. There'll be six of us, and I'd like to rent a minivan. So I've been on various websites, and I came up with a couple of car rental companies that I'm not familiar with, but they have some really great rates. One is, the name is Rhodium, and the other is Gold Car. And for some reason, I get the feeling that they're related. But have you ever had any experience?
I have not heard of either of those companies. Have you, Jason?
No, but, you know, Pauline and I, we don't write the Italy book. We have specialty authors who do those, and they might know about them. I don't know if they're in our books or not.
What I would suggest you do is maybe get a ask them for somebody to give you a reference. But can I ask where in Italy you're going? Because there are places in Italy where you don't really need a car.
Well, flying into Rome, and then from Rome, probably you want to head down to Naples, and then maybe up to Florence, and maybe Venice as well. Haven't really decided the path we're going to take, but...
Well, if you're going to be spending time in Naples, you certainly don't want a car in that city, and heaven knows you don't want one in Rome.
And you can't take one to Venice, you know.
And you can't take one to Venice, so you may actually do better on the trains.
Well, yeah. I thought about the trains, but I was thinking, well, there's six of us, and the train fares versus a rental...
Trust me, you're going to have so much misery. First of all, steering that van through tight streets.
Ooh, yeah.
Second of all, parking. Oh, it's just a nightmare. You're going to find it's worth, if you have to pay a little bit more for the train tickets, worth every penny. Because you'll go right in the middle of every single town where you want to be. And then after that, you have no worries.
And the crazy thing about rentals in Italy is you have to pay high costs for insurance by law. They don't let you use your own insurance. So I don't know if you've tallied up all the costs, but it could come to somewhat equivalent to train passes. You might even get a pass rather than individual tickets. That might be a way to do it, but it really depends on where you're going, how often.
Yeah, Paul, as Pauline was saying, if you were going to go outside of a city, you know, to a, t- a, a series of country towns where there is no train service, well, then you might need to talk about a car. But the destinations that you listed, people forget in America how great the train system is in Europe. And you can pretty much go to any major city you can name and right into the heart of it without much trouble.
We have to take a break. We thank you so much for calling, Rich. Anybody else who wants to call, 800-848-9222. Before we go, let me remind everybody that things can go wrong. Rich could have a car accident while in Italy. So you want to have insurance, not just for your car rentals, but for your health in case you get sick, to cover your luggage in case it gets lost, to cover the big ticket items like a cruise. You have to miss that cruise. That's a major investment and you don't want to lose that money. So to make sure you are covered, visit the Allianz Travel Insurance website. You'll find out all about their policies, and they have policies that cover all kinds of eventualities in travel, or problems, really. To learn more, go to Allianz travelinsurance.com. That's Allianz travelinsurance.com.
Let me welcome you again. I'm Arthur Frommer, the founder of the Frommer Travel Guides. This radio program is only one of the means by which we convey a type of travel information that we think is unique in America. First, we publish more than 100 travel guidebooks that voice our frank opinions, both pro and con, about everything in travel. We are also in every form of social media. But equally important, we publish a daily website called Frommers.com that tells the truth about travel in a way that is quite special. We, of course, are grateful that you've tuned in to the Frommer Travel Show, but we think you'll be equally pleased when you go to your computer and type in the words Frommers.com. I'm Arthur Frommer.
This is the Frommer Travel Show. Inspiring locations, inspiring ideas for New York. Live, local, on it. 77 WABC.
This program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. Visit Allianz travelinsurance.com. And let's get back to the phones. 800-848-9222 is our number. We have Aviva in New Jersey. Hey, Aviva, thanks for calling the Travel Show.
Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call. My son is being married in Israel, in Hebron.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Now, I was wondering if you could possibly recommend a tour agency that will take us on a tour of the, you should excuse the expression, West Bank.
Ooh.
Now, we have consulted this Lonely Planet that we've heard on your radio. However, most of the tour groups are Palestinian.
I don't know of any Israeli tour of the West Bank. You've stumped me, I got to be honest. There are some safety issues in traveling there.
But we feel safer there than where we are now.
Okay, well, I'm hoping one of our other listeners will know. I'm sorry you've stumped me. Usually I get a little bit of a heads up as to what the question is, but I was just asked about a tour to Israel. The West Bank is a little different. Most of the major tour operators who operate in Israel proper don't do the West Bank, but I'm sure there must be someone. So 800-848-9222. Let's help Aviva. Does anybody know the answer to this one? Because I am stumped. Thank you so much for calling, Aviva. Let's turn to Bill in Long Island. Bill, you are live on the Frommer Travel Show. Nice to speak with you.
Oh, yes, it really is. Thank you for taking my call. I'm interested because of family interests and because I want to see a volcano on the island of Java.
Uh-huh.
In Indonesia.
Well, that's where Jakarta is, right? Which is the capital of Indonesia.
Yeah, Jakarta, but I want to go to the other side around Surabaya.
Okay. Well, you know, it has one season pretty much all year round, so there's not going to be any difference. I mean, there's the dry season, so you probably want to go between April and October. The rainy season is November to March, although, you know, even in the rainy season, it's just rainy for part of the day. Most of the day will be blue skies. Jason, do you have any suggestions?
You know, it's interesting because I've been looking into this same
part of the world. Oops, we are not hearing Jason. Jason is actually in Montreal today. So we were hoping to hear from him about Montreal. I may have to do what I just did with Aviva and ask our listeners. I don't know of any specific tours to Surabaya. My guess is you could go with a company like G Adventures or Exodus Travel. Those are two companies that deal with more far-flung destinations and actually do a great job when they do so. So I would look to see if either of those has travel programs all around the island of Java. So that's
G Adventures does.
G does?
And what was the name of the other one?
The other one is
Exodus.
The other one is a British company called Exodus. And Jason, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, they got me hooked up again. So I've been looking into this part of the world myself, but for a trip I haven't taken yet. So I can't tell you in an expert way about it. But I want to go to Borobudur, the temple, which is kind of near the eastern end of Java. But I know G Adventures does trips. They tend to be about 2 weeks long, sometimes longer. And they tend to go from Jakarta all the way east down Java, seeing all the sites, winding up a night or two in Bali. So you kind of get that the whole span of that region of the world in 2 weeks.
You hit it right now. What I wanted to do was get into Surabaya and then also find a trip over to Bali. And I know Bali is a little bit east of Surabaya.
But in the neighborhood.
Get into Surabaya, I'm looking for the hotel to get in there that I'm safe at. And what I want to do is beat the winter this year on Long Island.
Well, you'll definitely do that in Java. And as Jason was saying, G Adventures is a good option. One of the nice things about G Adventures is they use locally owned guest houses. They're really trying to do their best to make sure that money stays within the local community. So they'll put you up in a place that's safe, that's friendly, and that's really, really local. We'll give you an authentic taste of Java. We have to take another break. Let me give our number out one more time. 800-848-9222 is what you call to get to us, and we'll be right back.
The most popular destinations for you and your family, right here. Pauline Frommer and Jason Cochran, The Frommer Travel Show, 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Frommer Travel Show. We're taking your calls. 800-848-9222 is the number. Let's get right to the phones. We have Claudia from Amherst. Claudia, are you listening to us over the internet or over your radio? I didn't know we were heard all the way in Amherst.
Over the radio.
Wonderful. That's great. All right. Well, nice to
listen to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. My pleasure. What's on your mind?
A friend of mine is taking me to Malta, and I really don't know anything about Malta.
Well, it's a fascinating rock in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean, and because of where it is, which is kind of off the boot of Italy, it's been invaded and invaded and invaded over the years. And so you see a lot of different cultures when you're there. It's also been long settled. So there are these fabulous megalithic temples that are actually underground that you can visit. So you spend your days going to ornate cathedrals one day, and then the next day you go to a megalithic temple, and then the next day you go to a sea cave that was mentioned in the Odyssey by Homer. They actually have a blue grotto, just like the one in Italy, where you take a boat in and around you the air is tinted this incredible azure blue. You won't run out of things to see and do in Malta.
Okay.
When are you going?
I'm going on November 5th to the 13th.
Oh, well, you know, it's a great thing that you're going this year because Malta is one of Europe's, or Valletta, Malta, is Europe's city of culture this year. That means there's going to be all kinds of performances going on while you're there with international troops from all over Europe who are in Malta just this year putting on really great performances and art exhibitions and concerts. So it's a great time to go to Malta. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Is there anything with the mosquitoes there? Like my daughter was telling me there is Zika.
I didn't understand what you just said, to be honest.
No, my daughter was telling me they had a Zika virus.
Oh, no, no,
oh, Zika virus. Oh,
Zika.
Yeah.
No, no, you don't have to worry about Zika in Malta. Not a problem there. Oh. Thanks for calling, Claudia. Let's turn to Karen in Marlboro, New Jersey. I hear you have a scary place you want to tell us about.
I'm 76 years old, and I still remember the scariest place I ever went to, which I had to leave, was the House of Wax in Coney Island.
Ooh, what made it scary? Did wax drip on
it,
you?
It was horrendous. It was the scariest place I ever went. My friends went, I stood outside.
So did you go inside, or you were just too scared?
I did go inside. I stayed there for a couple of minutes, and I said, I have to get out of this place. It was horrendous.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for calling, Karen.
Do you remember the Spookorama at Coney Island? It was a ride. You go past all these horrible, scary, you know, creatures and stuff. But before you begin, you go outside for like a minute so your eyes get adjusted to the sun. Huh. And then you go into the room so it feels even darker, so you're even more scared. I don't even know if the Spookorama is still there, but it was great.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's turn to Judy. Judy is calling from her car. Judy, I hope you're a passenger, not the driver.
I'm a passenger. I'm fine.
Okay, great.
The reason I'm calling is we have a friend who has a home in Florida and a home in Thailand, and he wants us to come to Thailand, and I have some concerns. When is the best time to go, and do you need immunizations?
Well, immunizations, you really should talk to your doctor about. We are not doctors, and I would feel nervous giving it medical advice. But in terms of when to go, that really depends on where in Thailand you're going, actually. There are different seasons.
Well, Chiang Mai is one of the places that we'd like to go to.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I'm in the middle of editing a book on Thailand right now. And so I know that Chiang Mai has one season where it's beastly, beastly hot and you don't want to be there.
But no, I don't.
I can't remember offhand what that season is. Jason, do you know what? Nope. Jason's looking at me like I'm nuts.
I'll wait for the book to come out.
But... it's a fabulous place to visit. I've been to Thailand. It's one of my favorite places in all the world because the people there are just incredibly kind to visitors.
Yes, they are. I actually have worked with people, Thai people, and you're right. They are incredible.
They're wonderful. And, of course, the food. When I was there in April, it was incredibly obscenely humid and hot. That might be the period Pauline's talking about. No, I just might be a wimp, and it's terrible all year. But April and May, I think, are probably what she means is like the brutal period.
Okay, I found
it. Should be okay.
I was typing away online. They have a smoky season from January through the middle of May, and this is when the farmers in the fields all around Chiang Mai, I guess they burn the fields to make them more fertile, but it makes Chiang Mai oppressive. So you don't want to be there between January and the middle of May.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I love your show.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you. All right. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back. Anybody who wants to call us, now is the time, 800-848-9222. You'll get right on air right away. But before we go to break, let me remind everybody, we work with Allianz Travel Insurance on a couple of projects. They advertise on this show, and we also provide their customers with great Fromers information to help them plan their trips. So what does that mean? That means that you buy a policy from Allianz to cover you should your Should you get sick? Should you lose your luggage? Should something else bad happens? But you also get this Frommer's information to make sure that good things happen. So you're going to learn where to go in the places you're going. You're going to get a list of the top places in 24 or so destinations. You're going to get really smart information about how to plan a logical itinerary so you don't waste your precious vacation time. To find out more about this, visit ALLIANC travelinsurance.com. That's ALLIANC travelinsurance.com.
Pauline Frommer and Jason Cochran, 77 WABC.
That's right. You're listening to the Frommer Travel Show. 800-848-9222 is our number. We've got one last segment, so call quickly if you want to speak to us this week, but we will be back next week. And Jason, you're in Montreal. How is it there? Is it bitterly cold?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's only 46. In fact, some of the trees are still green and some are orange and some are red. It's at that beginning part of when the leaves start to change. And I was walking around Mont-Royal Park this morning and then I went, to get a coffee. And I think I was at Schwartz's Deli.
Oh, lucky
And she said, do you want to eat this here or do you want to take it away with you? Emporter. And I said, well, I'm going to walk with it. She said, why? It's so cold. And I said, it's 46 degrees. Do you know what's coming in Montreal? It gets so cold. This is nothing 46. This is brisk. And she's like, yes, I know. But it seems like, you know, when the winter comes or even feels like it's going to come to Montreal, their entire mentality switches. And then this is the week when the mentality changes. So time to have your indoor mode.
Right.
You know, the park wasn't very full, but it's beautiful and not too cold. I found something really interesting on the Boulevard Saint-Laurent, which is a major avenue going north up through Montreal. And it's a historic district. And it's been one of the major thoroughfares for more than 100 years, 150 years. I've noticed that when it became a historic district, on the sidewalk between each building, they put a little plaque. And on one end of the plaque, on this side on the building for the left, it'll say 1881. And on the right, it'll say 1985, whatever. The numbers change. And you realize that they're telling you when the building was built. So you can walk along the pavement and see, okay, this is from 1879. This is from 1934. It's really quite interesting. It has an interesting effect of making you really appreciate the architecture and the history that you're walking in front of. Just average buildings with, you know, a deli in the bottom of this one and a store in the bottom of that one. You start to realize there's a long history. And it also makes you realize how poor modern architecture has been, how it's not going to stand up like the ones with the 18 in front of their building dates.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing. So if you're in Montreal on the Saint-Laurent Avenue, Boulevard, you'll see it's a fantastic little addition.
And just a comment on Schwartz's. People don't realize when there was a big immigration of Jews from Eastern Europe, they went to New York and they went to Montreal. And so you get some of the best deli food and bagels in the world in Montreal.
It's been open since 1926. They're not fooling around. It's got almost 100 years of history. And I know you know this, Pauline.
Yeah.
Who bought it a few years back in order to make sure it stays alive forever?
I don't know.
Celine Dion.
How great. Well, thank you, Celine. Well, let's get back to the phones. We have Patty in New Jersey on the line. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling. I'm leaving the end of the month to go to Iceland. We don't have much time. We have 3 days, but we want to know where we should go and not miss.
Well, most people, when they do a quick little trip, a 3-day trip, because it's quite a rugged country and you have to drive a lot if you want to see the whole thing, they just do the southwestern portion of it. That means you fly into Keflavik, which is the airport for Reykjavik. While you're near Keflavik, you go to the famous Blue Lagoon, which is it's a hot springs full of silica water. It's a beautiful color, and it's a great way to either start or end your trip if you have to kill a little time going to the airport. Okay. The city of Reykjavik, the sites are pretty obvious. We see this beautiful cathedral. You'll see where Gorbachev and Reagan had their famous summit in the 80s. It's not a huge town, so that's pretty self-explanatory. But from there, you should probably rent a car and go east to see a couple of the giant waterfalls. Again, these are the touristy places because they're close to Reykjavik. But Selfoss is one. Gullfoss is another. These are you'll hear everyone talk about these waterfalls. And okay. Just sort of take the road. They're all well-paved roads. And so you can just go a day or two east and then turn around and go west. You won't have any trouble. You won't need anything but an average rental car. You'll find it quite easygoing with places to stop and get something to drink. But it is, you know, there's not a lot of cities in between. You'll be going across the empty countryside for hours on end in between stops. And you'll really feel like you got a taste of Iceland.
I hope that helps, Patty. We have a great guidebook. It's called Fromer's Easy Guide to Iceland. We hope you'll pick it up. I see we have one last call. Let's see if we can get it on the air. It's Sam from New Rochelle. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Paulina. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Okay. The question is, in the last week of November, me and my wife want to visit Thailand. So will you suggest where to go, which airport?
Well, most people fly into Bangkok. That tends to get the cheapest flights. And when you do that, you're going to want to spend a couple of days in Bangkok. I would say go to Chiang Mai, which is a fabulous historic city. You might want to take a side trip from Bangkok to Ayutthaya before you go to Chiang Mai. It was the capital of Thailand until it was invaded by the Burmese in the 1700s, actually. So it has these incredible ruins where you can see what classic Thai cities were like. In fact, in its day, they said it was as beautiful as Paris or London. And then maybe go to the beach. Maybe go to Krabi or go to Phuket or go to one of the other islands or coastal regions of Thailand.
So 2 weeks. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks... Around
2 weeks, you'll have time to fly and fly all around. I wish I could have given you more advice, but I'm hearing music in my ear. We thank you so much for listening. And to those who are traveling, including Jason, bon voyage.
Bon voyage.